take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Why are you taking drugs before doing the 4 o'clock four pack?
What?
You're literally popping pills before the 4 o'clock four pack.
I'm still medicated. I've been battling
those?
This cold.
What were those? What's if they're those good, give
generic,
me two.
Generic.
Oh, from the pill factory?
Yeah. out the door, back door, south side.
The south, generic south CVS.
Well, yeah, they are generic, like NyQuil or DayQuil.
Sure.
Poor man's DayQuil.
Do you have to go to the pharmacy to get those? Because
yes.
Some of them now.
Because, No.
Because they worry about the meth stuff.
No, they're over the counter.
Okay. So you don't have to.
I don't know if there's not much acetaminophen.
Looking bad.
In them.
Acetaminophen in them?
Apparently not.
Very good.
But I've been battling this cold for a solid week now.
I know.
I'm getting very little sympathy around the building.
You get very little sympathy. You need to give sympathy to get sympathy.
I feel sorry for people when they're sick.
You feel sorry for yourself all
the
time.
I know. I just, you know, Bonnie Amistani, she just doesn't. I'm coughing and I shouldn't be here, but I have no sick days accrued.
You'd want to be here anyway. You're a grinder.
Yeah.
You're a news junkie. You love it. You love the rush. You love the adrenaline.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You'd love it. Let's do the 4 pack. 4 o'clock, 4 pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the day.
On
the
mic. I must apologize. I wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, you're hanging out with all the bigwigs.
I was with some law enforcement officers at a special conference.
A 4-martini lunch with the bigwigs.
No. And I was a little late. It was about 5 to 4. And I was about 3 blocks from the station.
Yeah.
And then I drove around the block a couple times till about 4:10.
You heard me go, is Jerky going to be here? Nope. Click, 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 go around the block. 4 o'clock, 4 pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. One of these websites or something or other that do these lists, I mean, it doesn't even matter which one it is, it's one of them. They have compiled the most common last names in America.
I'm going to take a shot.
Yes, I would like you
Johnson.
To
Johnson.
Wrong, but close.
Anderson.
No, not in the top 5.
What?
Nope.
I was just reading the phone book today, and there was hundreds of Johnsons.
This is Fargo. There's going to be a lot of Andersons and Johnsons and Nelsons. Think of America in general, broad America.
Hmm. Boy, I just used to around here.
Smitty. Think of Abe. Hey, Smitty.
Smith.
Number one Smith. Most common last name in America, according to some website I can't remember or cite, is Smith.
Jones on there?
Jones is.
Huh?
It's estimated that almost 2.4 million people have the last name Smith in the United States of America. Huh? Number two, Johnson.
Oh, see ya. Not so far off.
I said you were close. Number three, Williams.
Okay.
Number four, Brown.
Brown.
Doing a hell of a job, Brownie.
Ronnie, remember that one?
I do. Number five, Jones. Huh.
Jonesy. Okay, Jonesy. That's...
Those are the top five. Smitty, Johnsony, Williamsy, Brownie, and Jonesy.
How time did you spend collecting that information today?
I clicked on a website and
was.
Copied it down.
Great.
Yep. That's all you have?
You need to take a phone call or what?
No.
Okay.
It's getting text messages in from possible guests for tomorrow's show.
I'm trying to see. Don't they know you?
See who they are.
Well,
they know
here?
I'm on the air.
Okay.
I'm not going to say his name.
I haven't gotten a text all day from anybody.
Maybe your phone's not working.
Well,
I have a new phone.
I understand that.
All my contacts.
I understand that.
Give me a
guess
ding.
What day
oh!
it is. Huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Mike.
I almost forgot.
So did I. Which probably tells us that the bit has run its course.
Yes.
We're forgetting about it.
I understand Tom Wynn of Tom Wynn and Friends here on KFGO in the morning. And we're not so sure how many friends he has. But
one hand, I think.
He's discovered this now, Bonnie said. Bonnie Amistadi.
The hump
day? Like 2 days
thing?
Ago. And we've been milking this thing for, what, months?
Yeah.
And Tom Wynn just thinks it's the greatest thing. I don't know where. You know, he goes to bed at like 5:30 in the afternoon.
So. He hears the 4-pack, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes,
no,
he does.
He
oh, he's
not.
Tuned right in.
I don't think he is.
He's sitting around with all his friends.
I know where
to the
he's at
pack.
Right now. And it's not listening to the radio.
Is there a radio in the place where he is.
Might be. It's not on. Maybe a jukebox.
Oh, number three. Well, this is an odd story out of the Twin Cities. Woodbury, Minnesota. St. Paul suburb, I do believe.
Yes, it is.
A runaway bull managed to dodge morning rush hour traffic in the Twin Cities. Good for the bull. Unfortunately for the bull, authorities shot and killed it because they were concerned about public safety.
1,600 pounder.
The bull is.
Right.
Was.
Yeah, he was. About 7:30 this morning on I-94.
It's a busy stretch of road.
South of I-94, yes. And there he was. This is in Washington County around Stillwater or Woodbury. The deputy there, or the sheriff, Sergeant Tom Stafford, he said that they got the okay from the bull's owner to have it shot and collected the animal. I think that means they picked it up.
Yes.
After officers, you know what they did?
Took pictures with it?
No.
I don't know
right
what they did.
Right down there. Final sentence.
Oh, they dispatched it.
No, they shot it.
They dispatched it.
Why do we always... No, they shot
it. No, they shot it and killed it.
Right.
They shot and killed a bull.
But they said that this bull was probably more dangerous than a bear in this situation because, according to...
Tommy Stafford.
The sergeant, a bear's objective is to get away from people. But that is not the case with a domestic bull. That's what he said.
So a bull's going to charge you down and kill you?
Well,
and
no.
And a bear's going to run off into the woods to do whatever it does in the woods?
I think that's the theory. So they dispatched it.
So did the owner get to keep the bull?
They collected it.
Did they slaughter it and make it mistakes and stuff?
They said they collected it.
Okay.
So, you know, you get the lead out of it, it'll be all right.
Get the lead out. I suppose they would. Number two on our list. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You knew with Christian Ponder struggling. Oh. You knew this was going to come up one way or t'other. And it did. Brett Favre's agent doesn't want to start rumors.
But
he's starting some rumors. Bus Cook said that today Brett could play. I saw him the other day. He's in the best shape I've ever seen him physically. His arms look like blacksmith's arms.
It's that limestone work he's been doing at his mother-in-law.
It's not in Hattiesburg. He rides a bike 30 to 50 miles a day.
Who doesn't? The three people in this room.
Yeah, a year. We don't combine in this room to ride a bike 30 miles a year.
My bike is hanging comfortably in the garage.
He runs 4 or 5 miles a day. He coaches at a high school, and he's undefeated. He loves it. His body fat is 7.5%, and he weighs 225 pounds. Here's the quote. He could play today better than a lot of them out there.
Why does Brett Favre still have an agent?
Wrangler
commercials?
Sure. Lots of
that's it?
Business opportunities
endorsements.
For Brett. Yeah.
But as far as coming back, I saw a TV report on this last night, and I honestly thought I was dreaming. I woke up this morning, I thought, did I? No. That must have been a dream. He's not coming back.
I don't think so either.
Although,
his ego is so low. Uh-oh. What?
Well, have you seen the latest dispatch from Watford, England?
No. Don't tell me they've disposed of...
No.
Don't tell me they haven't dispatched Christian Ponder.
No. But he is questionable.
In a lot of ways.
For the game on Sunday, he's got a rib injury.
Oh.
Coach Frazier says today's practice, and of course, I don't know, are they ahead of us over there? So we probably know.
I think they're ahead of us.
Yes, I think they are. Today's practice will be a big signal in what direction we'll have to go. Matt Castle's ready. Ponder says, quoting now, we're going to push it to the limit and see what we can do in a smart way, but I'm doing everything I can to play. So I haven't heard an update from across the pond.
I haven't either.
So, yes.
Christian Ponder's ribs hurt.
Yes.
So Matt Castle might play.
Well, he got pounded, six, seven times? Sacked?
I don't know.
And he ran, and he ran.
Man. Got a touchdown.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Lost. All right, well, okay.
I've got some friends over there. We should maybe try to hook up with them tomorrow.
Over in Londontown?
Yeah.
I'd love to hook up with them in Londontown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it foggy there?
And it's odd because it's Mr. and Mrs. Johnson you were talking about. Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah, from Fargo. Yeah. It's the Johnsons from Fargo.
You paying attention back there? You're not, are you? You're reading some website.
Trying to find out about Christian Bonner.
Don't be reading websites.
The London Telegraph.
The London Times. Cricket on the pitch. Number one, Bangers and Mash. You ever had Bangers and Mash?
What?
Bangers and Mash.
No. Oh, is that a... What is that?
It's a food, I believe, in London.
No, I haven't. I thought it was...
A drink?
Something.
For your prom date.
What?
What?
I only had one prom date.
You did?
Yep.
What a sweetheart.
I only went to one prom.
What a lovebird. No,
I
don't even know what Bangers and Mash are.
Sounds like a bourbon or something.
I think it's sausage and eggs. Like scrambled eggs and sausage.
Did you see Kirk Herbstreet has a sausage?
What?
It's on sale. It's on sale at Sunmart. This week.
I didn't get that close to Kirk.
It's on sale.
I went to the press conference. He was standing behind a podium.
No. No. Go to the paper today. Sunmart.
There's a picture of Kirk Herbstreit's sausage in the paper.
The ass. No. I'm serious. He has his own brand of sausage. Eckroth. I believe it's Eckroth. It's in the paper.
Really?
It's on sale at Sunmart. Kirk Eckroth, I believe, is the brand. Kirk Herbstreit sausage.
Why would Kirk
Herbstreit...
Or maybe
it might be a brat. I'm not sure.
Why would he have a line of sausages?
Why not?
Well, I know, but he's not that big of a name. Kirk Herbstreit?
It's... I'll get you the ad.
Get me the ad.
I mean, it looks like a pretty good bargain, too.
Thought you were going to say it looked like a pretty good sausage. I'm glad you didn't say that. Number one on our list today, there was a man in a cornfield yesterday, Jerky. A couple of men in a cornfield yesterday. One of them was not Don Haney, which is, that's kind of Don Haney's wheelhouse, is chasing guys down in a cornfield.
Yes, he's done it a couple of times.
He has. But apparently there's a man still on the lam out of the cornfield.
Yeah, well, we think. Sheriff Beckman out of Steele County, we've talked to him many times in the last 24 hours. The one fellow that they were looking for is in custody. He cut his ankle bracelet off. He'd just gotten out of prison, so he's on parole. And they, according to the law enforcement, stole a motorhome up in Thief River Falls. It was spotted yesterday in Steele County. Chase was on. They dumped the motorhome, took off. So the one person who is the sex offender who served some time in prison, he's in custody, but they've been looking for throughout the day, Dylan Clody. And he may be driving a red 2006 Pontiac G6, North Dakota plates, JPK184. He was taken from a farm west of Portland overnight. Now, it's believed that Clody, according to the law enforcement, Sheriff Beckman, while he was running, he stole a lawnmower, riding lawnmower, and then took that some distance to another farm where he stole the Pontiac.
He rode a lawnmower?
Yes.
From one farm to the next,
yes,
and stole a
in the middle of the night.
Oh, middle of the night.
Yeah.
So the neighbors are, who the hell has cut their lawn at 2 o'clock in the morning?
And then the keys were left in the Pontiac. So he, a couple of miles at least, I think, maybe more.
What are you doing from behind the board? Get back there, Pinto. Get back behind the board.
Eckrich announces new Kirk Herbstreit Ultimate Tailgate Smoked Sausage.
Look at that.
You didn't believe me.
Well, I'm not saying I didn't believe you, but when you talk about Kirk Herbstreit showing his sausage at the
farm. I know,
I
said it was on sale. I didn't
about.
Say it was at the theater. I said it was in the ad.
Huh.
Yeah.
What makes this sausage so special?
I don't know. You'll have to read about it. So anyway, they're still looking for Dylan Clody.
Dylan Clody.
We haven't talked to law enforcement up there for a couple of hours now. He's not considered dangerous, but I believe he stole a car. And
he's on the lam.
He may have left the state, but keep your eye open for a red 2006 Pontiac G6.
Bangers and Mash. Here is a picture of Bangers and Mash. Bangers on the left. Oh, look what happened to my computer. It's gone.
It just went black.
Darn it. There it is.
There it is.
There. Oh. It's a big old bratwurst looking thing on top of mashed potatoes served with gravy.
Is it a Herbstreit?
Is it a Herbstreit sausage?
Yeah, could be.
I don't know. Maybe Johnsonville. You never know. Hey, you ever had Bangers and Mash, Pinto?
No.
Why would you put sausage over mashed potatoes?
Because no one else did it. I don't know.
It
seems
England.
Seems okay.
All right. Let's take a quick pause here. Thanks to Jurgen and the 4 o'clock 4-pack. When we return, we'll talk about the case of the teacher and the young boy in Bismarck and the fact that the teacher, a female, had allegedly had sex with the boy on several occasions and the public reaction to that. And we've already received a text message which proves my point about this. We'll talk about that next on the Mike McFeely Show.